Check, mic check. I hope you can hear me. Just like we check microphone before starting next great presentation or check brake and pedals before using different vehicle, it is important to check your machine setup when you are planning to build mobile apps or attending events like Xamarin Dev Days where hackathon or hands-on labs are planned. It helps you to focus on the app development part and avoid wasting of time at the last moment for grabbing and installing tools and SDKs. My name is Mayur Tendulkar, and in this short video, I'm going to show you how you can verify if your machine is set up for building next great mobile app. Let's start with Visual Studio because we will be spending most of our time building apps using this IDE. Here I have Visual Studio 2015 Enterprise Edition installed along with Update 3. However, you can pretty much do everything which I am going to show you here in any edition of Visual Studio. But make sure you have updated it to Update 3. To get started, let's create a new project. In this dialog, you can see I have project templates for Android, iOS, and cross-platform with Xamarin-specific templates in it. I get these templates because I had selected Xamarin while installing Visual Studio. If you don't see these templates, this is the right time to go back and modify or repair your setup. And this time, make sure that you have Xamarin is selected. Now, selecting cross-platform, I'm going to create a blank XAML app, which is a Xamarin Forms portable. This project template will create a solution with projects for iOS, Android, Windows, as well as a portable class library. So using this one solution, we can verify machine setup for all the three platforms. Let's give it a name as test machine setup while keeping all other things to default and click on OK. It will create projects for all these three different platforms and it is going to take some time. While creating a UWP project, it will ask for minimum and target version. To keep things simple, choose the default version and click on OK. Once all the projects are created, you will see this page and you can verify if all projects are created successfully by going to Solution Explorer. There should be projects like this, one for portable, one for Android, iOS, Universal Windows Platform, as well as Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1. Now, let's focus on the Android part. In this project selection dropdown, select Android project, build configuration to any CPU, and here you should see a list of emulators which are available. If you don't see these emulators listed here, chances are you have not installed Visual Studio emulators for Android. Again, close Visual Studio, head to the browser, download the installer, and install the emulators. Once you get these emulators, click on Run, and it will build Android project and deploy it onto the emulator. And if everything is in place, you should be able to see your application running on emulator. And you can see our app is running on the emulator over here. When you create a Xamarin Forms project, default NuGet packages are selected. Go to your solution and manage NuGet packages for this and click on updates. Usually there should be some updates to these packages. And if there are any updates, select the Xamarin Forms and update it. So select it and update it. And it will also update all the dependencies that are required for using this particular NuGet package. And while updating, you will get this window, review the changes, click on OK. Once the updates are installed, there is a chance that you may need to restart the Visual Studio. So click on the restart button and make sure that you have saved all the changes. And after this, Visual Studio will restart with all the projects open. As you can see, we are back in Visual Studio with the solution open with all the projects in it. Now, let's clean the solution and try rebuilding the Android application. So right click and let's say rebuild. And here you can see we have two successful builds. One is basically Android and other is portable because Android project depends on the portable class library project. Now let's run this application and it should run on the emulator and we should be able to see it in a couple of minutes. So here we have our Android application running. If you see this application running over here on the emulator, that means your machine is set up for building Android applications. However, if you see errors like this on the screen that I'm just showing you over here, chances are your Android SDK isn't up to date. So go to Tools, Android, and Android SDK Manager, and check for updates. If there is any update for any particular SDK, just select it and click on Install, and it should install all the required SDKs on your machine. Now, once again, go back to your Android project, clean it, and rebuild it. And you should have your application built and run on the emulator. Even after installing the SDKs, once again, if you get errors like the ones that I showed you just before, there is a chance that there is incomplete NuGet package and extraction of the same while building the Android app. So how can you solve this issue? To solve this issue, just go to the Run and App Data folder. Within the app data, go to local, Xamarin, and delete all the content which is there. Delete all the files. Come back to Visual Studio and again, right click your Android project, clean it, and rebuild it. So what will happen that it will go ahead and download all the required NuGet packages, extract it at the same location. And at this time, just wait for some time because it is going to take some time to download all the SDKs, all the NuGet packages, extract them, and now you should be able to build your application. Once again, run the Android project by selecting it and running it on the emulator. And at this time, your application should run on the emulator. By any chance, if your application starts, deploys on the emulator, runs and crashes immediately, there is a chance that there is an incompatibility with your processor. So just go to Hyper-V Manager. Select the emulator image, go to its settings, and in the processor compatibility, just select this migrate to physical computer with different processor version. For this, make sure your emulator is closed. And once you apply these changes, click on OK and start your application again. And at this time, your application should run on your emulator. You need to do this specifically if you have Skylake processor. With all these settings, your app should run without any issues. So just go ahead, run your app, and it should launch on the emulator. We just saw how we can configure our machine and verify the installation for building Android applications. Now let's go ahead and see how actually we can do the same for iOS applications. I am using the same solution that we created for Xamarin Forms. Just that I'm going to select iOS over here. And in the configuration, you can see I have iPhone simulator and iPhone option. If you have a real device connected to your Mac, you can select iPhone. And if you don't have a device, you can select iPhone simulator. Before going ahead, as I mentioned that if you want to build iOS app, you need to have a Mac in the network. I can go to Tools, Options, and in Xamarin, I can select iOS settings and I can click on Find Xamarin Mac Agent. On this window, you can select the Mac which is available in your network. Just double click it and provide your credentials. And before that, make sure you have remote sharing enabled on your Mac. Once you connect to it, you will see a green icon over here. And on this drop down, you should be able to see all the emulators that are installed with Xcode on that particular Mac. So now here I'm just going to select this particular iOS image, simulator image, and click on run. And what it will do is Visual Studio will go back to the Mac, build the application, come back, and it will show you the app running inside the simulator on Mac. So once the build is successful, I will just get the screenshot from the Mac and I will show you. You just need to trust me that this works. So here, this is the screenshot of our app. Similar app running on a Mac. There shouldn't be any issues with building iOS applications because there is just one Xcode application that you have to install on Mac and then Xamarin. And on Windows, once you install Visual Studio with Xamarin, you should be able to see the iOS templates and you should be able to create iOS applications and run it on your simulators or devices. After Android and iOS, it is time to test the UWP application, which is a universal Windows platform application running on Windows 10. I am going to select the universal Windows platform as the startup project, and I will keep the build configuration to any CPU. And here you can see I can test it on local machine because I am running on Windows 10. I am doing all this development on Windows 10 machine. So let's run it and we get this error. So basically we need to set UWP as the build configuration. So let's go to the build configuration manager and select the UWP app for build and deploy. I'm going to select x86 over here in the build configuration and let's run it. And here you can see our application is running on our local machine. Similarly, you can stop this debug and select the emulator over here. If you don't see emulator over here, again, you haven't installed it while installing Visual Studio. So download the Windows 10 emulators, select it and run it, and it will launch the emulator and deploy the application on that emulator. So here we have our Xamarin Forms application built for UWP running inside the emulator. If you are planning to participate in hackathon, there are a couple of things that I want to talk about. Definitely, if you have a real device, try to use the real device because it will help you to measure the performance of your application and you will get the real result. Also, prepare to be offline because there is a chance that the host will be unable to provide internet to all the attendees. So if you can carry a dongle or if you can write an application which can run on offline conditions, be ready for that. Also, it is expected that you won't be able to build an entire application during the hackathon, but you should be able to just complete the prototype, and I'm sure your host will love it. And finally, engage. If you have any questions, ask the host, or if you have any ideas, talk to other attendees, try to form teams, and get maximum out of these events. Thanks for watching this video. My name is Mayur Tendulkar, and do let me know if you have feedback on this video. You can reach me on Twitter @Mayur_Tendulkar. Thank you.